Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, June 23rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, if you just want to have a conversation, talk to Missy in person, give them a call at our office. It is 269-964-4044. Again, text me, Missy, and I'll send you a link. Very simple. Just click on it. It'll load it in your phone. Hit your send button. You'll be able to talk to them. If she's not available at the office, schedule an appointment to talk to her. When she's available, she'll call you back. Just leave your phone number with the receptionist, Izzy, and she'll be able to set you up an appointment to talk with Missy directly. Greatly appreciate if you guys do it. And again, it's not just for weight loss. Wellness scans will tell you so much about your body. It's amazing. These reports, like she said, she feeds them, scans them into ChatGPT. AI gives her a full breakdown what's going on in your body. So excited with this technology. Constantly evolving, has changed so many times, she's told me over the years. They've gotten better and better and better. And now she feels with this AI intelligence analyzing the scan reports, metabolic reports, looking at all the things going on in your body. It's amazing how technology has improved it, even in the last couple of years since we got to know her. Now, if you do want to see some funny pictures, screenshots, weight, all that, BMI, body fat, hydration, just go to the website she's created. It's her website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. I look at that picture and I'm like, man, who is that guy? I don't even recognize him anymore. So greatly appreciate you guys checking it out. Give him a call, 269-964-4044. A couple other stories I was looking at. At MERS news service happening in Lansing last Friday. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Kind of interesting what's going on in her life. Well, having trouble navigating the new Michigan Department of State's new financial disclosure website? Question mark? You're not alone. It confused MERS at first as well. Well, here is the backstory. Back in the last election of 22, there was ballot proposals on the ballot. Proposal one wanted to change term limits here in the state of Michigan. Before, under Dave Ajema, Jack Hogendyke, many state representatives, many state senators. Starting in 1992, Michigan implemented term limits. In the House, you could only serve 3 2-year terms for a total of 6. Many state representatives that we had, good ones like Dave Ajema and others, served 6 years and they were done. That's it. In the Senate, you could only serve 2 4-year terms. That was 8 years. Well, the way the maps work, the way districts are set up, 3 state representatives, 2 to 3, depending on the size of the area, the population, are required for each Senate district. So, For example, you have an area where four reps appear in the first district. We've got basically three state senators, 36th, 37th, and 38th. But out of those three state senators, we have 10 state reps. So using the first district as an example, you're looking at a situation where we have three state reps for every senator. Well, there was a couple of lobbying organizations, and one of them massively got sick and tired of these term limits. Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Richard Studley, the CEO of Michigan Chamber of Commerce, complained that no sooner would they get to know state reps, state senators got newly elected, came to Lansing, became a state rep, a state senator. Well, guess what? They'd learn where the bathrooms were. They would understand committee assignments. They would finally get to understand how to make motions and support and how to take a vote in a committee. Then when they got to the House floor, the Senate floor, they knew how to act when a bill came up for a vote. Michigan Chamber of Commerce would lobby these people. They'd want them to vote a certain way in certain bills. Well, Rich Studley complained that no sooner would they get educated, have institutional knowledge, understanding how Lansing worked, they'd be term limited out and gone. So they, the Chamber of Commerce, took a very proactive approach to change our term limit laws. They wanted it changed so that they could absolutely get to know these people, develop a relationship, and then be able to work with them on how to get things passed or not passed, depending on the chamber's position. So, Proposal 1 came on the ballot. Now, they knew if they tried to extend the amount of years state reps and state senators could operate in the state of Michigan, that the people opposed to long-serving public servants, elected officials, would be fighting them. The term limits, U.S. term limits organization and many others did not want to lengthen term limits in Michigan. They wanted to, if anything, shorten them. So they negotiated. And they said, okay, instead of 6 in the House and 8 in the Senate by 1 out of 3 state reps, what if we simply changed it to 12 years of service total? 12 in the House, 12 in the Senate. That way, they're not going to be career politicians in Lansing. So U.S. term limits folks said, okay, that's something we can live with. However, we want some financial disclosures. Before we allow these people to serve 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate, we want to know who they are. We want to know what their assets are. We want to know their income streams. We want to know special interest investments that they have. So if you include financial disclosures by candidates running for office and also elected officials, we won't fight you. So that's what they did. Well, they ran their advertising campaign and they sold the people of the state of Michigan that it was a good idea to actually let them serve 12 years. Either 12 years in the House or 12 years in the Senate. 4 years in the House, 2 two-year terms, 8 years in the Senate. 8 years in the House, 4 years in the Senate. Any combination thereof, but the bottom line, no more than 12 years in Lansing, and then you're done. And you have to file a financial disclosure statement. Not only for yourself, but if you're married, your spouse. Well, there's only one problem. The old Mertz system wasn't modernized. It wasn't updated. It was very clunky. As a matter of fact, you'd get ready to put stuff into it, file your information. You'd get halfway through the report, and it would ask you a question that's like, oh, I got to go find that information. I'm not really sure. Well, guess what? By the time you found the information, you came back to your computer, you timed out. It didn't save the information that you had already put into the report. So you know what? You'd have to start all over. Well, people were complaining about Mertz forever. Finally, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced a series of changes that would go into effect under the new Michigan Transparency Network. Was slated to go into effect July 12th, including increasing staff tasks, availability, and improving accessibility to the data. Other changes being made, public search functions, where the public could actually go and search campaign finance reports. This guy wants to run for governor. Okay, let's learn about him. Let's see how much money he's got in the bank. How much does he owe on his house? What is his house worth? What does he have in retirement accounts? So as a result, she had to hire a company to come in and fix and update this new Michigan Transparency Network. Well, many of the state reps, state senators, governor, attorney general, even the Secretary of State herself was supposed to file some campaign finance reports earlier this year. Guess what? The site doesn't work. Well, the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, it's her problem, it's her issue, so what is she going to do about it? We'll discuss the final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Well, Jocelyn Benson hired this company and is coming to the House Oversight Committee tomorrow, Tuesday, to be asked some questions. 4 days before Benson's scheduled to give a presentation on the new Michigan Transparency Network to the House Oversight Committee on Tuesday, Benson described the new system as being not just a website, but a multi-task stakeholder case management system with a Google-like search engine attached to it. She said this has been a complete overhaul of what has been described as a very old and antiquated system. But it does mean that we're taking on a very complex project. For example, in the current system, there are two different data sets to access personal finance disclosure based on the filer's method of submitting their information. On the disclosure page, it takes a user zero additional clicks to find a scrollable list of people who submitted their disclosure through emailing a PDF file. On the other hand, if a user wants to find a scrollable list of people who filed the exact same disclosure using the Michigan Transparency Network's application, it takes an additional three clicks, including opening a new tab. Well, MERS News Service was in contact with representatives from MDOS and some legislators, Department of State, and legislators whose names don't appear immediately visible on the list because they chose the file using the Michigan Transparency Network's application system in place of the new available PDF filing system, and that has caused confusion. Benson says it does create complications and it reflects the balance of our need for us to be more user-friendly, not only for the filers, but for the public. She said, despite everyone being able to see the PDFs and the filings on the website, having these two methods of filings has been complicated within the system. She said that this has been a sacrifice of making it easier for lawmakers to file their reports via PDF files, but on a macro level, we're going to have to add extra staff to actually try to find ways to make the data more accessible and searchable. Regarding the general website's performance issues, Benson said Tyler Technologies, the recipient of the $9 million website development deal, failed to measure the risk of combining the new data sources with the old data sources, which has led to delays and functionability issues. Due to these issues, we've been working consistently with Tyler Technologies to make sure we're moving things forward. But we're also made it very clear that we're going to suspend payments until the system is functioning as contracted. In a request for comment, Tyler Technologies said they will continue to work closely with the Secretary of State's office on the implementation of this new project. But for now, no more money. We're not going to pay you any more money at all until this thing starts working. Well, we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this works out. But the Secretary of State is going to be in front of the House Oversight Committee tomorrow, and we'll monitor that hearing and report any stories that come out of it. Bottom line, why did this have to happen? Because of Proposal 1. The changes to the term limits required financial disclosures. Financial disclosures not only for currently elected officials, but candidates wanting to run, as well as their spouses. The old system wasn't capable of doing it, so they had to throw money at it based on the proposal. Bottom line, folks, that's it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see where this goes. The other major thing that we're looking at, the process. Why is it taking so long? This contract, folks, was awarded last fall. We're halfway through the year. First 6 months of 2025. Going to be done next week. A week from tomorrow, next Tuesday, is July 1st. So how long, Jocelyn Benson, does the people of the state of Michigan have to wait for this website to be working? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig.